Dear friends, good evening, and thank you for joining us to this Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight, our practice has to do with consciously unfolding in the astral body by making use of the mantra Tairerere. Now, it is very important that we all learn how to do this. Some people wonder why. Why do I need to unfold in my astral body? What's the purpose? And the reasons are indeed so many. For those of us who would just like to go and explore, find out, just live the experience, unfolding in our astral body is a beautiful treasure, phenomenal ability, because when you do it consciously, you can project that body at practically anywhere in the planet. You can go visit anyone or any place simply by guiding your attention to that specific location. Exactly as when you find yourself in the dream state and suddenly you are in point A, and instantaneously, well, you can find yourself in point B. As we are in the astral plane, we have the ability of enjoying the benefit of not so many laws. The laws here in this physical plane are 48. In the astral plane, there are 24. And while here we are governed by this gravitational pull, well, the law of levitation governs within this fifth dimension of nature. So you can jump and fly and float within the airs of mystery. And again, you can literally go anywhere you choose. But for those of you who have already had those experiences, for those of you who are more interested in something more profound, something a little bit more exciting than simply flying around and just going places, unfolding consciously in the astral body is of vital importance to any sincere Gnostic student, because we have to ask our innermost for the three tests of the Guardians of the Threshold. We cannot receive the test of the Guardian of the Threshold until we ask the innermost for the test itself. And for us to do that, we need to present ourselves in the astral plane, conscious, and invoke the innermost and make the request. This is super important because we don't just walk through this internal transformation into the major mysteries. We need to go through the tests of the Guardian of the Threshold. We need to go through the tests of the elements of air, water, earth, and fire. We need to go through the Hall of Fire, the tests of Dairini. We have to go through 9 initiations of minor mysteries that will eventually take us at that point in which, as we continue doing the work with the superdynamic of love, we will be able to walk into the temples of those higher initiations. It all starts with the tests of the Guardians of the Threshold, and we have to ask for them. And this is why Samael is so emphatic. You need to learn to do this. And he's so emphatic that he gives us 20, 25, maybe 30 different keys that we should practice. And he's not doing that for the sake of overwhelming the student. It is that some keys will resonate better within you than others. You will show some natural affinity to some practices more than others. And this is why we have the practice with Egipto, with the mantra Faraon, Tairerere, Laraz, the practice with the Anahat sound, etc., etc., etc. But tonight we're just going to focus on the mantra Tairerere. We are going to do this practice, and this practice is a very, very simple one. Let me tell you that we are going to start by relaxing the physical body, just like we do in all of our practices. The relaxation of the body is a must. We don't need to have any stress or any tension. We have already learned that the natural state of the body is a relaxed state. And with that relaxation of the body, I am going to invite you to lull yourself to sleep. Allow yourself to sleep, but don't throw yourself like a log so that you fall asleep. Make this a gradual conscious effort. Because you will notice that as you start lulling yourself into that sleep condition, as you start reaching that transition state between wake and sleep, you will start noticing images that come into the screen of your mind. These images are known as an initiating element. And this initiating element, it repeats itself a lot of times, not only in a single night, but also throughout many nights in your lifetime. As you find yourself in this transition state, which we're going to take ourselves there by chanting the mantra Tairere, well, at that moment, make a deliberate effort and stand up. That's all you have to do. We're not asking you to reason, to question why. We're not asking you to wonder, is this the right time? Should I chant a little more? Am I relaxed enough? Is this sleep enough? We don't need you to go into any of those mental dynamics. Because the moment you do that, you bring back all of that attention and you identify with the dense physical body. We don't want that. We need you to identify yourself with being vaporous, with being light as a feather, to be watchful of that transition state, and as the initiating elements start showing up, we just need you to stand up. Now, don't make standing up an exercise of the imagination. We need you to stand up just like when you stand up every morning. Samael says, just like the birds. The birds, they will take a leap and fly, and they will not reason or wonder or question their action. They don't. They simply get up and they fly. This is what we should do. And friends, remember, there is no need to complicate the exercise. We unfold every night into our astral body. Every night we leave the physical body behind and we roam within the astral plane, whether you remember it or not. It happens. What we are seeking to do is to do this exercise consciously. Because once you are there, once you realize that there is more than just floating within the airs of mystery and going here or there, you will start getting a lot of benefit from this unfoldment. Particularly those of you who are experiencing the flame of the innermost, experiencing the flame of what is known as the Parlock duty of the being, you will be able to not only invoke of your innermost, but to present yourself before the masters and not receive any of these teachings from me. Because me? No, this is nothing. This is nothing. You can receive all of these teachings from the great masters. This is what we're going to do our practice tonight. So we will start. Some of you may fall asleep, and if you do, not a problem. Make sure that you keep your Gnostic journal next to your pillow. And tomorrow morning when you wake up, make a deliberate effort to not move the body. Simply stay put, close your eyes, and do an exercise for retrospection. You remember the mantra to retrieve memories? It's the mantra Raum Gaum. Chant that mantra mentally tomorrow morning and embrace the principle of spontaneity so that you can see what you experienced, what you heard, what you learned, what you saw while you were within that astral experience, and take note. This is the practice for tonight. If you fall asleep, that's okay. But what we will do is that we will not make much ruckus after we are done. We will say a nice good night to all of you, and we will gently fade in the background so that you can continue with your practice. So find yourself a good, comfortable spot. If you have a good sofa, good carpet, a good rug, a good yoga mat, perhaps if it's on your bed, let's go ahead and lay down comfortably in our backs. As we're lying comfortably on our backs, make an effort and see if you can align your head towards the north. It is a good idea to align our head towards the north because that way we are flowing parallel to the magnetic currents of the planet. And just like the humble compass, well, we are adequately oriented. So let's go ahead. And now that we are comfortably in our bed, in our yoga mat, in our sofa, let's close our eyes. You have noticed that we have been accelerating our exercises relaxation. Time has been flowing tremendously fast. And many of you have been doing these practices for the better part of 6, 8, 12 months. We need to start teaching the body to gain that ideal state of relaxation instantaneously. This is what we're seeking. We want to make sure that you can make yourself comfortable relaxing that body instantaneously at any given moment of the day. Doesn't matter if you are enjoying of a happy moment or if you are going through an adversity in life, whether you are sitting with your spouse having a crucial conversation or perhaps visiting the doctor. You need to relax that body so that you can truly perceive, not just listen to the words, but that you can perceive the significance, the meaning of those circumstances. That you can apprehend the spiritual reality of what you're living, so that you can clearly see beyond the appearance of things and perhaps see the thing itself. So now that we're comfortably in bed, we can assume the posture of the corpse. This means that we're comfortably in our back. And while on our back, our heels are together, the legs are relaxed so the feet naturally fan open to the sides. And our arms are resting comfortably alongside the body. Let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of any sensations in the physical body. If there's anything that feels uncomfortable, shoes or socks that may feel too tight, a belt, heavy earrings. Maybe it's that scrunchie that is holding your ponytail. We can take care of that and just remove it, release any discomfort so that the body is not holding any tension anywhere. And now that we have done this, let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. 1, 2. And with every exhalation, just allow your physical body to sink just a little deeper onto that surface. Dear friends, we find ourselves here together in great joy and in great satisfaction for this new opportunity. We once again come together united as a great family. All of us with that common goal of being able to experience true happiness, of learning how to eliminate all of these aspects of us that are accountable for so many mistakes in our lives. We find ourselves united with the great longing of experiencing the manifestation of those things that are truly divine within each and every one of us. See their expressions of light. and to bring about happiness to everyone who surrounds us. As we continue focusing on our breath, let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of what is our emotional state. Some of us may be experiencing a very strong interest in the practice that we have tonight. And at the same time, maybe some other of us must feel some degree of conservatism. Others, well, they may still be experiencing remaining effects of difficult, antagonistic, perhaps angry events that took place today. And that is okay. Because whether we are happy or frustrated, whether we are feeling insecure or uncertain, whether we are experiencing a little bit of grief, we know very well that all of these emotions, they are temporary. We know that if we're happy now, well, later on, we will experience moments that are not that happy. And we also know that if we're not happy now, well, later on, we will also experience moments of happiness. And because we know better, there is no use to remain polarized to one side or the other. And this is why we live in gratitude. We remain in that center path, at the center of that circle, and everywhere we look, we can see one, and to the other side, the opposite. And because we know that these emotions come and go, we are not surprised. We accept them. We don't set objections. We simply learn from them. And now that we are aware of our emotional state, we show our gratitude just for acknowledging it. We show our gratefulness because we know that it will also pass. And we once again take another deep breath in. One, two. One, two, one, two, and now let's bring the attention of our consciousness to our feet. We bring the attention of our consciousness to our toes, our heels, our ankles. And we continue bringing upwards the attention of our consciousness up our shins, our calves, our knees. And we immediately start feeling that gentle softness that comes with a state of relaxation. We focus our attention on our knees. And let's continue moving upwards as we allow the attention of our consciousness to focus on our thighs. Notice that as we continue maintaining that attention of the consciousness, as we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, that vibration that is so gentle, the vibration of relaxation itself, goes then from our knees, deep through our thighs, all the way up to our hips. And just like that, without any major effort, we feel this deep sensation of relaxation that inundates our legs. We find ourselves today on a very auspicious condition, because we are already into the influence of the zodiacal constellation of Sagittarius. And the two genii of the constellation of Sagittarius, Vikri and Saitayel, they allow for the vibration of Sagittarius to resonate within the arteries that exist within our thighs. These arteries are known as the femoral arteries. And the vibrations of Sagittarius, they help energize our blood, just like they also help condition and strengthen the quality of our arteries. And this is super important, because there is a fire that exists within our own blood. And when we can magnetize our blood, when we can see our blood being energized, when we allow these vibrations to inundate our body and our bloodstream, well, then we get so much more benefit from chanting mantras, which are words of power, from transmuting our creative energies, whether it is pranayama or hamsa. And now that we know this, let's continue focusing on our breathing. And let's bring the attention of our consciousness into our hips, the base of our spine and our glutes. We can even relax and bring relaxation into our sexual creative organs. As we continue breathing, we notice that the inhalation and the exhalation are more gentle. And we will make an effort just to allow for the breath to come in and out of our body in a way that almost feels imperceptible, in a way that is as close to perfectly silent as we can make it. We bring the attention of our consciousness to the very base of our spine. Let's start allowing that attention of the consciousness to slowly rise, as if we were allowing for total relaxation in each one of the vertebrae that make our spine. As we see that attention moving upwards, we start bringing that relaxation into our lower abdomen, We continue focusing on our spine. And as we continue moving upwards with the attention of our consciousness, we bring about relaxation into our internal organs. And we relax our spleen, that is the foundation of our ethereal body. We relax our liver, that is the foundation of our astral body. We relax our pancreas, our stomach. And if at any point you feel that that relaxation remains stuck somewhere, if at any point you feel that there is an area in your back or in your body that is not responding to the relaxation, we ask you this: stay truth. Are you willing to let go of that tension? Are you willing to let go of that preoccupation? Are you willing to release whatever is that blockage that is seeing that flow interrupted? As you do this, see yourself closing the door to whatever worry that was. See yourself closing the door to whatever words were given to you that triggered that particular reaction. See yourself closing the door to any inferior emotions or any negative thoughts. And allow of your innermost to be the dominating entity within all of your physicality. Allow your divine spirit to be present and to make use of your vehicle for this great experience that is life. And with that, we continue focusing the attention of our consciousness. And as we continue upwards towards the middle of our back, we relax our stomach, our lungs, heart. We allow that relaxation to continue upwards as it reaches the level of the shoulders. And from there, we relax our shoulders. And we let that flow of relaxation to cascade onto your elbows, your wrists, your hands, your fingers. And just like that, notice the gentle vibration that inundates every particle of your physical body. I invite you to see this as a small victory, to use this as an experience that strengthens your faith. Something that increases that trust in the internal and powerful abilities of the consciousness. And with great gratitude and satisfaction for this moment, we once again focus on our breath. We bring back the attention of our consciousness from our shoulders upwards in our neck, all the way up to the base of our cranium. We want to focus on that spot right there at the back of our neck. And as the consciousness brings its attention there, we immediately feel that sensation of warmth. And from there, we relax our jaw and our tongue. We relax our lips. We relax our eyes and our eyelids. We relax the muscles of our forehead. And as we bring the attention of the consciousness back to the base of our head, we then allow it to gently continue expanding upwards and sideways. And we slowly feel this warm sense of relaxation covering all of our scalp and permeating throughout all of our body. In this deep state of relaxation, we take a moment and we invoke of our innermost and we say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, find myself here humbly at your presence, to ask of you, to beg of you, my soul, my heart, to allow the opportunity of a conscious unfoldment in our astral body. We ask that it is you, the one who officiates in this practice. We ask that it is you, the one who chants this mantra in the higher dimensions of nature. We ask, Father, that you bring forth that part of you that is called Morpheus, to help us unfold consciously in our astral body, to help us understand the symbols that we perceive. We ask for your contribution, Father. And we ask in your holy name, so be it. Dear friends, I will invite you to see yourself as if you were transparent. as if out of your transparent physical body all that could emanate was a very gentle blue hue of light. Because as we see ourselves as transparent, if there is any noise, there is any distraction, we then simply allow that noise or that distraction to flow through without creating any disturbance, without affecting our state of relaxation. And I will ask that you chant, whether verbally or mentally, the mantra Tairerere. Samael Ongbeor tells us that we will chant the syllable Tai at a low tone, and we will sing the syllable Rerere at a slightly higher tone. These syllables are short, and we will chant them without straining our body, without straining our voice. As we chant the syllable Dai, the letter A allows for the vibration of the thymus gland that is closely associated with the chakra of our heart. This is so because unfolding in the astral body is a faculty of the heart. The letter I allows for the vibration of the chakras in our head. It brings harmony into these centers, and it allows us to experience of the mysterious faculties and powers that exist dormant in our head, so that we can see beyond the appearance of things, so that we can perceive the things that the eyes of the flesh cannot see. And when we chant Re, we do not give a lot of vibration to the letter R, but the letter E allows for the vibration of the chakra associated to our thyroid gland, because the chakra of the larynx gives us the faculty of the inner ear so that we can hear better, so that we can listen to the essence of the messages that we're receiving. I will share with you the mantra as Master Samael Aumveor chanted it many, many years ago. The recording is grainy because back then there were just portable cassette recorders. But nevertheless, it is good enough for us to understand how we chant this mantra. Listen to the Master Samael. Join me in chanting this mantra, verbally or mentally. And if at any moment you find it necessary, ask your innermost to bring back this deep state of relaxation into your body. Tairerere. 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 Remain vigilant of that transition state between wake and sleep. And as you notice the first initiating elements, stand up and leap with the intention to fly. Thank you, dear friends, for joining us this evening. And may all beings be happy.